20 years ago this month, much of the state was coping with an icy disaster. Downed power lines, toppled trees, impassable roads, frozen pipes, and darkness for nights on end. Schools turned into shelters, power crews worked feverishly around the clock, and Mainers pulled together, offering hot showers and cups of coffee and swapping stories about surviving the ice storm of 98. Susan Sharon has this look back.
The ice storm crept in overnight in early January and caught almost everyone off guard.
Farmington, Augusta, Lewis and Auburn, Fryeburg, Bangor, a lot of ice, perhaps over half an inch of ice, encasing everything by morning.
And residents like Deb Conway of Poland were in the dark as the woods around her house exploded with falling tree limbs.
And for the first 2 days, all we heard was, it sounded like huge gunshots really close. We would hear bang, and then as the ice would all fall off the trees when the other tops of the trees would come down.
Conway, her husband, and three kids were without power for 13 days. In parts of Maine, this was not unusual. More than 500,000 people were plunged into darkness. But families like the Conways found ways to cope in frigid temperatures without electricity, running water, and little to no heat in some cases. Then Governor Angus King declared a state of emergency. He and his young son visited emergency shelters, where King says he learned the importance of showing up and having something to offer to people in need.
So we stopped at a Dunkin' Donuts here in town and walked in, and I looked at the rack and said, "I'd like all of them, please." And a lady behind me in line said, "Could I just have one chocolate cruller before you take them all?" So we bought all the donuts that they had and distributed them to shelters. But that was a kind of reassurance. And I think that was an important, that's what I learned, was how important it was to be physically present and visible during that period.
Not since Hurricane Gloria in 1986 had Maine's largest electric utility seen so many outages. Hundreds of crews from other states were called to Maine to help out. Central Maine Power Company spokesman Mark Ishkanian was on the hot seat for 2 weeks straight. He marveled at the stories he heard in CMP's cafeteria during those dark days that he says also marked some of Maine's finest hours.
Things like, you know, a stranger coming in and picking up a check to pay for a cruise, a meal at a restaurant, or an elderly couple inviting a crew into the house to have a venison roast that had just been thawing out in their freezer. And just the sheer goodness of people under very trying conditions.
One of the highlights of the ice storm was a visit by Vice President Al Gore, who, after a tour of the damage, committed a faux pas when he picked up a downed power line and posed for cameras. That prompted some headline writers to invoke CMP's famous mantra, "No line is safe to touch, ever." But all kidding aside, even back then, Gore was hinting at how the ice storm was a sign of global warming and the havoc it could cause.
Let's all tune into this debate about what the scientists are saying is more common disasters and see what we can do to prevent them.
During the first week of the ice storm, Maine Things Considered hosts Charlotte Albright and Keith Shortall compiled an unusual list of statistics to shed light on how Mainers' daily lives were upended.
3 out of 4 telephone calls to the HQ store in Bangor have been requests for generators. At the height of the storm, the waiting list for those generators was 500. In Portland, more than 1,000 people had to be turned away for lack of supplies.
Number of light bulbs sold this week at Blake's Family Hardware in Waterville? None. Number of kerosene heaters left on the shelf at Blake's Family Hardware in Waterville? None. Increase in sales at Charlie's Pizza in Augusta? 20%.
And the waiting list of people wanting to be put up at the Fairfield Inn in Bangor Friday and Saturday? 100.
And that's how life unfolded during the first few weeks of January 1998. Deb Conway of Poland says after cooking on a grill in the dark and changing baby diapers without water for 10 straight days, she finally took up a friend's offer to go stay with her in Massachusetts. Conway and many others say they did learn one thing from the ice storm, that they take a lot for granted, and that next time they'll try to be more prepared. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.